when streams are ripe and swelled with rain. Resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
Right. Ooh, that is not a pretty sound. Let's see where that's coming from. All right. Well, ooh.
Oh,
goodness.
What is that?
Is it?
Oh boy. All right. Well, we got something not so pretty going on. We good now? I think
we're good. Now, can you hear me?
Whoa. I think it's the headphones. Oh, it's the headphones. All right. Well, Ah, no, not your fault. We'll see what we can do with all this. I think that might just be that mic. Well, that's interesting. Anyways, welcome back to a new episode of Local Anesthesia. Wow, that was not a pretty noise. But anyways, let's see what we got here. Those last two songs were The River by Fievel is Glock. I don't know. It's a French name that I can't pronounce. And then, which one is that?
Mike 2? Mike 4.
Mike 4? Let's try that one. Hopefully that one sounds a little bit better because, oh boy, that was ugly. Good? Speak into that.
Mike, check, check, check.
Ah, there we go.
There we go.
Now you don't have that terrible ringing. Anyways.
Sorry about that, everybody.
No, it's not our fault. It was those broken headphones with a ribbon tied around them. Anyways, and the one before that was April Comes She Will by Simon and Garfunkel.
Excellent track right there.
Excellent track off of Sounds of Silence. Not my favorite Simon and Garfunkel, but still a great album, in my opinion. I don't think they have a bad album. Yeah, so we got a spring-themed episode today. Two little spring tunes before that. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Good set today. Festivus, we're in springtime.
Exactly. Speaking of spring.
Guess what? Spring Fling.
Spring Fling tomorrow. New lineup announced.
Oh, my God.
I am excited. And, you know, I just wanted to pose a question, talking about a little beforehand, but what is your ideal Spring Fling lineup for tomorrow that's going to be announced? Or in general? Give me the ideal.
I don't know how realistic it could be, but one artist that I think I would love to see, it's perform at Spring Fling. I would love to see Eve's Tumor and its band.
I was
going to
say the same thing.
I feel like they might be a little too abstract for like certain like members of the audience, but at the same time it's like, who cares if they're too indie or like too like experimental if like they still are like excellent performers and put on like a great set, because I feel like anyone who like goes to that type of show would just like leave and have like a good experience.
I agree.
It would be compelling for anybody there.
Absolutely. Yeah, great pick right there. Anybody else, any like openers that you're looking at, or we just talk about straight Eve's Tumor?
That would be the main act for me.
Yes, I agree.
And like an opener, this is a possibility, probably not gonna happen, but she is touring at least in Europe and possibly in the US in upcoming dates. But Oh Jeremy, she's an R&B act from the UK.
I think you show me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just really love her style, and I think I would definitely appreciate like a very low-key like set from her.
Yeah.
Also along that same kind of line, Pink Panthers.
Oh my God, I was going to say Ice Spice, dude. So I mean like little like dual Ice Spice, Pink Panthers section, Boy's a Liar.
If they got both of them, I think that's a match made in heaven right there.
I think so, too, because I was going to say for mine, the Princess Diana of our time, Ice Spice herself.
Dynamic duo.
Honestly, that would be crazy. So, I don't know. An actual song, I don't know. But we got something to look forward to tomorrow. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I think regardless, it's still going to be a fun time. I'm just excited to have some type of concert, some type of way to get together on campus.
Yeah. So... Yeah. We need that because last year you were in the mods for it, and that was that was something. There was a big COVID outbreak amongst my friend group last year, and that was something else, man.
Literally the day of Spring Fling last year, got the text. You tested positive for COVID. Please report to the mods.
Terrible. Down. Yeah. Horrendous.
Down bad for sure. But you know, it's okay.
Meanwhile, I got to enjoy Bia, and, you know, I was
whole
so...
A lot of money!
Yes, dude, I was so upset that Dayglo didn't show up,
royalty.
Though. Seriously.
Oh, yeah, because if for you people in the audience that don't know, Colin is a Day One fan of Dayglo. He claims to have been supporting him since he had about 300 subscribers on YouTube or some ridiculous
300
number.
300 views on his top song
views.
Now.
Yeah,
no,
oh,
I was
mind.
Like... Yeah, no, I was like... I'm not gonna lie, I was way ahead of the curve. But that's okay, that's okay. He didn't have to show up, that's fine. His plane got canceled,
His plane
whatever.
Got canceled, I know, bad luck.
Whatever. Anyways, I think we should move on to the next song.
Yeah, absolutely.
This one right here is an absolute banger, folks.
Woo!
This is Billy Joel with Prelude, Angry Young Men, off of Turnstiles, not the sellout rock group, but...
hey, I still like some of the Turnstile songs.
I do too. Alright, hope that you enjoy this one, folks. Thank you.
working class pies and his radical plans. He refuses to bend, he refuses to crawl, and he's always at home with his back to the wall. And he's proud of his scars and the battles he's fought, and he struggles and bleeds as he hangs on his cross. And he likes to be known as the angry young man. A moment or two to the angry young man, with his foot in his mouth and his heart in his hand. He's been stabbed in the back, he's been misunderstood. It's a comfort to know his intentions are good. And he sits in a room with a lock on the door, with his maps and his medals laid out on the floor. And he likes to be known as the angry young man. I believe I've passed the age, consciousness and righteous rage. I found that just surviving was a noble fight. I once believed in causes too, I had my pointless point of view, and life went on no matter who was wrong or right. Oh, and there's always a place for the angry young man, with his fist in the air and his head in the sand. And he's never been able to learn from mistakes, so we can't understand why his heart always breaks. And his honor is pure and his courage is well, and he's fair and he's true and he's boring as hell. And he'll go to the grave as an angry old working class ties and his radical plans. He refuses to bend, he refuses to crawl, and he's always at home with his back to the wall. And he's proud of his scars and the battles he's lost, and he struggles and bleeds as he hangs on his cross. And he likes to be known as the angry young man.
So sharp when you're not looking in the evening. And all the friends that you once knew and left behind, they kept you safe and so secure amongst the books and all the records of your lifetime. What will happen in the morning when the world gets so crowded that you can't look out the window in the morning? Sister fan. And now that the family is part of a chain, take off your high shade, start over again.
story clear. And now that you're lifting your feet from the ground, weigh up your anchor and never look around. Oh, oh, oh. Let's sing a song for Hazy Jane. She's back again in my mind. If songs were lines in a conversation, the situation would be fine.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrasing right up to bat. It's the daisy age and you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love this is, and don't mind when I quiz your evolvements before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plugged one? Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because... I cut this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Pluck 2, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true. It's time to let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand and we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of soul. Soul. At the cut of a rim. Take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward marching to say when transistors will play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause
I know I love you better.
It's I again, and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pops Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding begin. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly G, true boy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug to home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
I know I love you better.
What a song that was right there. That right there was I Know by De La Soul, Otis Redding as a feature. And before that was Hazy Jane 2 by Nick Drake. I Know sampling Peg by Steely Dan. And as many of you who are listening know, I am a big Steely Dan head.
Steely Dan stay coming with the classic hip-hop samples.
Exactly. No.
Champion.
Kid Charlamagne. Yeah, really. But we can't talk about that one. but can we?
Still an incredible instrumental. I'm sorry.
But can we talk about it now that Jonah Hill has rid Kanye of his wrongs?
Yeah, Jonah Hill is giving Kanye his penance, I guess. I don't know.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Insane moment in history
right
there. That
was a weird thing for the internet to just throw at me the moment I woke up. I was like, oh, okay.
I don't know, man. Anyways, you know what I know? I know that Sean has a PSA for us, so...
Yes, I do.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds. Drive alert and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crossways and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. This is Local Anesthesia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you, Sean. That was actually really delightful.
Oh, thank you. It's better than the first time I did a PSA this semester.
Oh,
I
God.
Said, organ donor PSA.
that was something. And you realized it immediately. You knew it.
I was like, oh, no, this is going to be awful.
You started laughing immediately about organ donors. That was that was kind of a rough moment in our radio history. But you know what? I think that we've been on the up and up.
Absolutely.
And it's only getting better from here. But going back to the PSA, I don't know about you, but something about flying 40 down College Ave just really does it for me. So pedestrians, watch out. The next
watch
one,
out for Colin.
Yeah, really. Whipping to my Nissan Altima. All right. I think that it's time to move on to the next song. We got a song from a recently released live album. One of the, in my opinion, probably album of the year as it stands right now. Until they release the full original version, I guess, the studio version.
It could be a totally different album.
It really could.
What they actually put out, the studio version.
I know.
Have a feeling these are just Lucy's.
Yeah, I think
but
so
yeah,
too.
And when we're, of course, we're talking about the new Black Country, New Road
of
album.
Of course.
Live at Bush Hall.
And it is amazing. And I hope that you all enjoy too. Here we go, folks. This is Across the Pond Front by Black Country, New Road.
I took a trip away from life all by myself. Not my style, but I was being someone else. Between some dull movies I couldn't stare. As we shake, I close my eyes, I grip the chair. And while it lands, my head expands, and I think it's gonna split into false alarm. Doing it like me in my dreams. and had a cry. How could I be ready to say goodbye? And just like that, you're in my mind, you're back into my arms again. My across the pond friend, in my dream.
They found reasons to try.
Top those wonderful raining, you know, that comfortable rain.
Rain.
That was
as opposed to
uncomfortable rain. Yeah. Indeed. That last song was La Lune by King Cruel. Before that was Comb My Hair by Kings of Convenience. Personal favorite of mine. Couple quick shout outs really quick. Another shout out to Foodie's Kitchen in Teal Square.
Because every show we're going to give them a shout out.
Every single show now, because the owner there like warmed my heart that day, talking about music, talking about the food, talking about his comeuppance from 4 months ago to now. It's just such a nice little business there. So shout out to them. And also shout out to Donut Villa Diner.
Shout out Donut Villa.
Formerly in Malden, still in Malden, I shouldn't say formerly, still in Malden, but a new location opened up in Arlington, which is pretty semi-close to Tufts. They have, you know, amazing breakfast, amazing lunch, and it's open until 12 a.m. So on the weekends. So if you're craving a midnight donut, go right over there for one of the best donuts of your life. I recommend the almond cream.
I recommend their donuts as well.
What, do you have a personal favorite? What was the one you got last time? It was like,
I believe it was Nutella stuff.
It was something like that.
It was one specialty donut. I honestly forget what it was, but I've been there two times now.
Yeah.
With Colin, because his mother, his wonderful mother, is a waitress there.
She is.
And
the Malden location specifically.
At the Malden location, yes. And yes, I do absolutely recommend. Great donuts, great breakfast food, just great vibes.
And great vibes, yeah.
Incredible diner vibes.
Go for the food, stay for the people.
Exactly.
same as foodies. But anyways, really quick, just want to bring up something. A new album dropped last weekend. It was we talked about it the last time that we were on the air. The new JPEG Mafia album. Can't say it on the air, but
JPEG Mafia Danny Brown collab album.
Yes.
We'll just say that.
It is
a collab album. I thought was incredibly solid. My personal album of the year so far.
So far for it comes second only to Black Country New Road, but I'm also just a fiend for them. So yeah, that was a great,
like,
great
interchangeable
album
at this point.
Hearing Perfect dropped my jaw. Like, I have never had that reaction to music before, but that was insane. Listening to that at, you know, midnight when it first came out was absolutely insane.
They previewed that song almost a year ago at Smokers Festival.
Really?
It's when they announced the collab album. It's a year in the making.
Mm-hmm.
And when Colin was texting me during the when the album dropped and he was listening to it, he's like, oh my god, Perfect is insane. Wait mm-hmm. till he gets a Perfect. And I'm like, I wonder if it's that song that he's talking about. And I'm like, yep, that's
well,
the one.
It was
yep,
that song.
Those horns. Danny's verse is insane.
It's so good.
I feel like Danny Brown's just one of the most creative lyricists in rap right now.
Absolutely.
Pair that with Peggy's, like, off-the-wall insane production. Like, it's a match made in heaven.
It
I
really
love a lot
is.
Of songs on here. Step Up Pig's great.
Oh.
Garbage Pail Kids is incredible for
the
me.
The guitar on that
the
is
guitar
crazy.
And the sample, too.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's Garbage Pail Kids. Also, I love the sample on Lean Beef Patty, the lead single.
It's really good.
Also,
I
assumed it was some hyper-pop, like, song that was being used in the instrumental, but that's actually a Diddy song that's just, like, sped
yeah.
up. And it's just incredible. I really also love Orange Juice Jones, just kind of a more laid-back song.
Yes, honestly. And I've been seeing, like, you know, negative, like, things about it, and I don't see it. It's really good.
Yeah, people are saying it's not as good as other songs. I'm like, no, it's, like, a more mellow part in the track list, and
mm-hmm.
I was appreciating it. I also really loved Jack Harlow Combo Mail.
Oh, my God. That is such a good song.
I love
such
so
a
many
good
lines from both Peggy and Danny Brown, but I love how Danny ends his verse. He says something along the lines of, I can't trust y'all. I'll let Jack Harlow sell you chicken.
And to be, I mean, valid argument right there.
Yeah.
And beyond that, we also get another album dropping this weekend now, just announced. Zaloopers, who played with JPEG Mafia when he came here to Boston at the Royale. He opened for him, and that's how I discovered him. But he's dropping an album, I believe that's called Microphone Fiend.
Microphone Fiend. It's out on Bandcamp already.
Uh-huh.
Coming to all streaming services sometime this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
I'm
he's always
excited.
Been like kind of like a big underdog in
mm-hmm.
that same kind of scene in rap right now, and he's
yeah.
getting a lot more sensual and melodic with his songs. One of the singles, it's on YouTube and other places, See Me Cry.
Oh,
very good track.
Just what a brilliant mind he has.
Absolutely.
And I love his voice.
It's incredible.
Everything
voice. Incredible
about
flow
it, really. Yeah, him and Danny Brown in that, like, that
Bruiser
scene.
Brigade.
Yeah, Bruiser Brigade. Oh my, it's so good. It's just so fun. I even put my dad onto them. My dad was like, yeah, I know, I'd listen to this before I went out to a club or something like that. Like, it's such fun, upbeat music that, like, it doesn't take itself too seriously, and I love that. So
no, definitely. It's having fun.
Yeah.
It's just good vibes. Also, one more album announcement that I wanted to talk about.
Go ahead. Give it to me.
We have Mac Miller posthumous release.
Oh my god, I forgot.
Yes.
Holy,
I'm so excited. Madlib, legendary producer, is producing. Maclib.
Yes.
This is a culmination of a bunch of songs that they worked on over the years from, like, 2014 onward.
Uh-huh.
It was, like, kind of a loose idea for projects before Mac Miller passed in 2018. And people thought this was, like, a lost album, wasn't ever going to see the light of day, but now Madlib's putting the finishing touches on it, and the Mac Miller estate gave their approval for its release, and sometime this year, supposedly, it should be on the way, and I'm very excited to hear that. Always love to hear new Mac Miller music come out.
Exactly, yeah, and when was the last time we heard from Mac? When the posthumous,
well,
and what
Circles,
year was that?
That was early 2020.
Yeah.
Like, right before the pandemic.
And yeah, so.
And then they've released Faces.
Yeah.
Re-released Faces of streaming services, and also I Love Life, Thank You.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's it. Like, just mixtapes that have already been out on SoundCloud being
mm-hmm.
put on streaming.
And now that Madlib is hopping on it, I mean, this is going to be crazy.
I think this is going to be, yeah, I'm assuming it might be on some previously heard instrumentals that Matt could have rapped on.
Yeah.
Or maybe some completely new stuff that Madlib's reworked. I mean, he's known to just kind of do what he pleases when it comes to albums.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what he does
with, I'm also excited.
With this material.
We'll see where it goes. Right now, I'm putting it in my back pocket. And we'll come back to that later once it drops, because there's no release date yet.
Yeah, no release date yet, nothing concrete, but if it does come out this year, potential album of the year.
Wow.
Could Trump scaring the hoes, because I love to see Mac Miller. Oh, that's a
title
on air, my fault. yeah, I just love to see Mac Miller getting his rapping bag.
Yeah, for sure. I can't wait for it. Up next, we got a song literally called Spring by Saint Etienne. So I hope that you all enjoy this one. This one's a little bit of a groovy jam.
Very groovy.
So enjoy this one, folks. It's a goodie.
Oh,
Alright, well, that last one was Only Over You by Fleetwood Mac, and the one before that was Spring by Saint Etienne. I had never heard the Spring song before, but I really like that, Sean. Very good addition. Very good, thank you. Very spring. Yeah.
I discovered that last year. I forget if I just found it randomly via Spotify algorithm or if it was playing at the Sync.
Mm-hmm.
It was one or the other.
Oh,
it must have been the Sync, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out the Sync. You barista's always playing some cool stuff.
Seriously, yeah. Though. I go there rather consistently. I never filled a punch card, but I go there pretty often, and I always get the vaccine because give the workers a break. Let them do something that they want. Let them create their, you know, their latte art, their fun coffee drinks, their fun teas, whatever it may be. But always order the vaccine, in my opinion, because they will chef something up for you.
One time I ordered the vaccine, and it was literally black coffee. She must have been like...
She was
just
tired.
Like, couldn't be bothered, or let's just... what she like drinks.
I guess so. She was done that day.
It was black iced coffee, but I mean that's my thing.
Yeah, I know. So. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe she just knows me too well.
Maybe she's a medium, looked into your soul, and she was like, you know what? This man wants a black coffee today.
All she asked was, do you want caffeine? I said yes.
And then she said, I got you.
All you're getting. Guess what?
Oh. Yeah, no, what was the best thing that I got from this? I think that I got a strawberry chocolate latte, and like it was so good, and it was around the time of like Valentine's Day, so they put a heart note or whatever, and it made my day, honestly. So very, very, very good lattes from them, very good drinks in general, so I highly recommend.
Yeah, shout out to Sync.
Shout out to Sync. This next song is hilarious because last night when we were curating this playlist, I walked over to Sean. I was like, oh, we got to finish up a couple of these songs, you know, and I was like, you know, it's spring themed. And he's like, oh, wait a minute. And I see him typing on his laptop and I look over his shoulder and who is he looking up?
Radiohead.
But Radiohead. So I was like, wow, perfect springtime.
The stereotypical male manipulator. I run a college radio show move. I was like, you know what? You know what this playlist needs? You know what it needs, guys? It needs some Radiohead. That's what it needs.
So that being said, this next one is from Sean's favorite album by Radiohead, In Rainbows. My second favorite, second to
valid.
The Bends.
His favorite's The Bends, and I also think that's a valid choice.
So, I don't know. I'm just into that, you know, that rock stuff.
That
so.
Guitar work.
That guitar work, man.
He's like, In Rainbows is all just riffs, man. It's just arpeggios.
Thanks, Sean. All right. So we got... Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo. We got Weird Fishes Arpeggi by Radiohead on this one. Thank you for tuning in to Local Anesthesia. This was a great show, Sean. Thank you for accompanying me. Thank you for having me on. What a great show this was. So, hope that you all enjoy. This was Local Anesthesia, signing off.
Woo!